To make my life a little bit easier and happier, these wires, like I said, came from two different wiring bundles and they're not together, but I need them to stay fairly close together. So, do you know what that means? Time to whip out some twist ties, or I guess for you Canadians to the north, you call them tweezers? These are not tweezers. So I'm just gonna, at whatever random interval I want, I'm just gonna take the wires, bundle them together, and apply some zip ties. So that way these basically act as one good awesome bundle of wire. Get that in there. Let's get another one right here. I'm not doing any sort of measuring. I'm just kind of wherever it feels good based on how straight the wire is, putting these together. All right, so now I have a four-wire bundle going the full length, and it's fully color-coordinated on both sides. Now, a pro tip. Never, ever, ever use scissors to cut off the excess from a twist tie. Use flush cutters. Always use flush cutters. Don't use anything else. And you get all the way down on the that little brick that you pulled it through, get it flush, like as the name implies, flush cutters, and just give it a nice squeeze. If you've ever had an issue with twist ties being sharp and scraping your skin, cutting you or anything like that, that's because you're using the wrong cutters. If you do it like this, there is no sharpness whatsoever. I can just run this against my skin and have no issue whatsoever. It is almost perfectly smooth. Let's clear some of this junk out of the way here. All right, so these are new crimp. This is a new style of crimp I've never used before, so I'm going to make this up as I go along.